Arnie's Pilot.
Hi, it's Alan and Corey from Can We Add Arnie, and just a quick warning, this is going to be a very sexual episode.
Is this how we get our first E?
You know, you want to do drugs?
No. How like podcasts have like the E for explicit?
I think we've had one before.
Have we?
Yeah, from all the swearing.
Oh, okay.
Naughty boys.
This one really deserves an E.
It really does.
Probably an E plus.
So sexual themes, obviously, a few little very naughty jokes.
Yeah, so probably don't listen to it. I mean, I wouldn't recommend our podcast if you have kids anyway.
I wouldn't recommend our podcast in general. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like a Twinkie, we're filled with the good stuff.
Ooh. You know, I do wonder how you come up with this stuff. Have you pre-planned these kind of...
I have a Twinkie on me right now.
I've never actually had a Twinkie.
Have you never had a Twinkie?
No.
That's weird. It's a
remember the episode
penis.
Of The Simpsons when, like, I think it's some customer in the Quickie Mart squishes up a Twinkie and throws it on the ground, and yeah. Who's like, "You stupid customer! You cannot destroy a Twinkie."
That's the voice we're kicking it off with. Wow. Hey, we need to acknowledge the fact that we've had a couple of months away from the podcast.
Has it actually been that long?
I think it'll be almost 2 months by the time this episode comes out. Yeah, because we both got sick.
Apologies, everybody.
Yeah, we've been sick at different times.
So you got leukemia?
Yeah, but then just beat it. Just straight away just smashed it, you know? And then you needed time away because Hulk Hogan passed away and you demanded 2 weeks of mourning for that.
This episode probably should be dedicated to the Hulk.
Let's dedicate this one to Hulk Hogan. This is for you, brother.
Because of all the stuff you did for the sex tape industry.
So true.
We wanted to do 50 Shades of Grey.
I saw the image.
Brother.
Oh, no. Yes. That too much tan. Yeah, we're doing 50 Shades of Grey today. Yeah, interesting movie. Obviously started as a book, got turned into a movie. It was panned and told it was utter trash, but yet made millions and millions and millions of dollars.
$570 million to be precise, actually.
That's insane.
Which is globally, yeah. Despite the fact that it got, and I'm stealing your thunder here, 25% from critics on Rotten Tomatoes.
Very generous.
41% from an audience.
Yep.
Yep. I didn't like it. However, I might have got a little lucky.
What do you mean?
Can't you read between the lines there?
You jerked off while watching the movie? So 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah, not a great movie, as we've just touched on.
No,
but people loved it. In particular, women loved it.
Oh, massively. I think because, I mean, when was the last time we had a sexual movie like this?
Ooh. Rom-coms don't count. They're not really sexy, are
they?
No, we have sexy parts, like Titanic, you know, like that sexy part in the car.
It's steamy.
Do you remember the whole thing was that, this is such a throwback, but there was a whole thing where women were sneaking cucumbers into movie screenings?
No.
Yeah, legitimately.
Were they actually?
Yeah, supposedly.
Why a cucumber? Why not just a, I don't want to say this.
It was a different time, 2015. Cucumbers were in abundance.
And dildos, they still are.
Dildos and vibrators weren't. Oh, yeah, no, I always bring a cucumber into a movie screening.
So, this movie was adapted from the best-selling novel by E.L. James.
Mm.
Now, let me quantify this with a bit of backstory.
Okay.
50 Shades of Grey, I believe, started as fan fiction of Twilight.
And so this person wrote, like, a hell horny version of it.
People would, like, it was a big thing on, I mean, fan fiction's big online, right? But
correct.
This author started out writing fan fiction of the sexual exploits of Edward Cullen and whoever the girl
Jacob.
Was.
Oh, no. I just imagine those two guys going at it. Sorry.
The wolf and the vampire.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So that's how it
give
started.
Give me a cigarette.
If you watch, like, Lauren and I, my wife, were watching it at the start, and she goes, "This is so much like Twilight." I was like, yeah, because that's how it started.
Yeah, in the sense that it was written horribly.
Well, there's, like, when you watch it side by side,
yep.
There's the scene, like, where they're at the car.
I've never seen Twilight.
Oh, you've never seen
I've
Twilight?
I just realized as you're talking about it, I'm like, I've never seen it. Yeah, I've never seen
I
it.
I guess we're going to have to probably do that at some point.
That's a shame. But you definitely add it
anyway,
to this.
Let's get into this, shall
let's
we?
Let's get into it, because although this movie is terrible, it can be vastly improved by the addition of one Arnie.
Oh,
and that's
absolutely
exactly what we're here to do today. If you're new to the podcast, we do add Arnie to these movies in an effort to improve them. And today, we will be able to do that easily. So where do we want to kick it off?
I thought I'd read the synopsis.
Oh, good point. I forgot about that.
And then I'll choose a random character to appear.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too.
We got a lot of...
A
lot of admin to get through.
I bogged down all the details. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. So 50 Shades of Grey is a provocative romantic drama about emotional control, sexual power dynamics, and forbidden desire.
Mm.
When quiet English literature student Anastasia Steele interviews elusive billionaire Christian Grey, their connection ignites a passionate, unorthodox relationship.
So true.
As Anna is pulled into Christian's mysterious world, complete with strict contracts and the infamous Red Room, did you fall asleep?
Sorry, yeah, that was snoring.
She must decide how far she's willing to go for love and whether emotional intimacy can coexist with Christian's need for control.
Now, I don't know how the rest of the books and movies go, but what I like, one thing I do like about this movie is so often you hear about the woman wants to change the man.
Yeah.
I can improve him. He's a fixer-upper. I can make him good. And this guy's just like, I'm a sex freak and I'm going to stay a sex freak.
Yeah.
And it ends with him just being a sex freak.
It's so weird that people idolize this movie because he's literally just a toxic man.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. I want to inflict pain on you. And then you got to sleep in your separate room.
Yeah, literally. That's exactly what it is. So
I
am going to pick a name.
Yep.
Off our incredible list of characters to appear.
A character right here. There we go. I've got a Jedi who works in retail.
How is that going to appear in this?
A Jedi who works in retail. Okay. This should randomly appear at some scene.
I don't want to do Yoda because my voice is already strained from being sick.
Yoda. Yeah, let's just do Mace Windu. That'd be way easier. What scene should we get Arnie to first? I reckon we do the creation of the Red Room.
Oh, what if we had like a builder?
Yep.
So Christian Grey brings in a builder, Arnie.
Yep, a contractor.
To create and design his dream Red Room.
Yeah, because that room has got a lot going on. If you haven't seen the movie,
it's like a torture room, right?
It kind of looks a little bit like a gym at first.
Bit of a gym vibe. It also reminds me of the dungeons in like the Tower of London.
Yeah.
Where put people in stocks and gallows and chains. And
you're right, it was hot. all right, so let's do that. Mr. Grey, Mr. Grey. How are you?
It's great to have you here, Bobby.
It's an honor to be working, another project together. We've done so much work in the years.
Yes.
And you've got a secret project for me, a secret.
Yes. So I'm going to introduce you, Bobby, to a very special room of mine. Behind this door, I have a... Well, let's put it this way. I have a sexual appetite of a lion.
So you like to eat meat?
No. I have a ferocious desire.
We're learning a lot about each other. I like long walks on the beach.
Interested in you, Bobby.
Okay, I understand.
You don't have to pretend to be
so,
into
so what
me.
So what do you need me here
basically,
for?
Basically, I have a
and
room.
And now I'm regretting this skimpy outfit I'm wearing. A long sleeve but not t-shirt.
I like the Daisy Dukes.
I think it looks good. The legs are gonna pop.
If I open this door...
What is this room?
So it's a blank canvas. There's nothing in the room.
Yeah, I know, but like it's so weird. It's secret. You got this weird lock on the door. It's so... Okay, yep.
Basically, I want to turn this into my sexual dungeon. Maybe we should change the name dungeon.
To what?
Playroom.
Room. Maybe just go with room. Playroom seems a bit,
I'm thinking I would like it all painted red.
Red.
Maybe we should call it the Red Room. Anyway, the name's a work in progress.
Okay, yes. All right. So it's a decent sized space.
So roofs to start...
I'm just looking around.
Any
now.
Structural issues that you can see?
No, everything seems to be pretty good. I'm just looking soundproofing, I imagine you're going to want.
Oh, absolutely. I'm thinking cushioned red walls. So it's obviously going to need a bed.
Yes, but it's for sleeping in?
No, sexual deviousness.
Okay, sexual deviousness.
That's got a double S on the end.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, there it is. Yep, cool. So one
now,
bed.
Now, it's going to need to be reinforced
for multiple people.
Potentially multiple people.
Oh, Mr. Grey, you're crazy.
I'm sure you've been there.
No.
Oh, you're a monogamous man.
No, I've never had sex. Okay, cool. So I'm just writing this down. Yeah, cool. I've never had sex. Why do I write that down? Okay, anyway.
So now I need some devices made for the room as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what do you want?
I need something to suspend a woman or a man from the ceiling and hold their weight.
Okay, so you want a series of pulleys? And wires.
Yeah, kind of like circus. You ever been to Circus LA?
Oh, yeah, I went to in Vegas. It was fantastic. Yeah. So you want to be like a little trapeze man.
It's kind of like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can put some hooks in here, over this side as well. Yeah, I can string them up like a turkey. Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
great. You know, yeah. And then on this other side of the wall.
Yeah,
here,
cool.
We're going to need an eye wash.
Our eye wash?
Yeah.
In case something gets in your eye.
Obviously. Yeah, safety's paramount. Yep. Maybe next to that, we'll put the radiation shower.
Of course, radiation shower, just in case things get a little extreme. Absolutely. Yep, radiation shower. Yep, cool. That all makes sense to me. Quick question before I wrap it up. I've never had sex before. Have you got any tips for me? Any advice for me? Because, you know, you seem to be pretty, I don't know, ahead of it all. Pretty well-versed.
Bobby, is there someone in your life that you're looking for?
Well, there was this one man I'm interested in.
One man?
Yeah, one man.
Which man?
No, he's just like this boss of mine, and he's like pretty mysterious, and he makes me build sex rooms for him.
Oh, that's right. You work for Epstein.
Yeah. And that concludes that scene, I think, perfectly. Let's do the scene at the hardware store.
So this is when Christian Grey... Because he met her in like a little...
Well, she went to interview him
for like a student journal or something silly. She goes about her life in her small country town. She works at a hardware store.
Of course.
And he's like, stalker, finds out where she works.
Immediately like a creep.
And goes there.
Yep.
And wants to buy some BDSM stuff, which I actually have a very interesting fact about.
Hit me. I love a good fact. Because it feels like in that scene... Because she's naive. She's a virgin at the start of it all. She doesn't know any of this kind of stuff.
No.
So he's buying that kind of stuff. It's like, part of me's like, does she know it's kinky?
What
he's
implying? No, I'm assuming she's oblivious to it.
Yeah.
But we as the audience.
We're like, he's a creep.
Yeah. Literally, we know he was actually just going home to bust out an extension.
Absolutely, yeah. Bust out an extension, is that what we call it?
So the movie's release led to a huge increase in sales of rope, blindfolds, and beginner BDSM gear.
Yeah, I remember like all those kind of places, just it really blew up. Like, the blindfolds everywhere, and then all of a sudden everyone's being more sexually adventurous. Not me, but the idea of it was enthralling.
I only have one move.
Oh, yeah, and I'm aware of it.
In and then out.
That's two moves, actually. That's 2 moves. You're showing off. I'm just in. And then just lay there. People didn't expect to learn this much about us.
No, this is a very...
So let's do that scene.
Mm.
I see Arnie as one of the shop attendants. Probably a Jedi might pop up in this one as well, I imagine.
The Jedi who works in retail.
Works in retail. Makes sense.
I imagine I'm probably going to end up being Anna at some point.
At some point.
Hello. Yeah, that'll be it.
Light now. All right, let's do it.
Okay. Just going over here, looking at these tools. Okay.
Anna! Anna!
Yeah, one moment, just trying.
I'm your manager.
Yeah, sorry.
Come here. When I call you, come to the front till.
Yeah, I'm just a shy girl, okay. Yeah, I've already done all the stock over there. I've loaded that up.
Thank you.
We've got these tins of paint that I need to put prices on. I'll do that soon as well.
Appreciate it.
And I think everything's taken care of. Have you dealt with that weird, mysterious customer over there yet?
I'm about to.
Do you want me to take care of it? I can take care of it if you want.
I mean, we could take care of it as a trio.
Okay.
Menage a trois.
That sounds like a good plan. Okay, I'm going to...
Don't sue me for sexual harassment.
I don't even know what that means. I thought it was a...
Ding.
Oh, that ding of the bell was so ominous. Even the way he dings it. Oh, hello. Oh, ding. Mr. Gray. Hello.
Hello, Anna.
Wow, you're... what are you doing here? This is my little small town, and you're like a big city guy.
I was doing some extensions in my house at home.
Oh, of course, yeah, extending, busting out an extension, as I've heard. Pretty normal thing to do.
And I needed to pick up some supplies.
Of course. Do you need any help?
Who's your friend here?
My friend, the store guy? The guy that runs this place?
Hi, I own the store.
Or are you talking about the random Jedi next to me?
Hello there.
Yeah, all three of us can help you out if you want.
Yeah, what do you want? We're here to help you.
Yeah, so do you want my help or would you like Obi-Wan's help?
I'd appreciate if you'd leave this scene.
All right.
Because Corey's really got three voices to work with here. Yeah, he's really struggling.
It's almost like you were set up to do that.
I'll serve Mr. Gray.
Okay. What should
I do? Is that what you... Actually, you know what?
I got paint tomorrow.
No, I've changed my mind.
No, it's okay. I'll mark the paint.
Anna, I insist.
I'll mark the paint, kids. And you and Mr. Gray can go and talk it out over there.
No.
It's actually, okay. I've started.
Anna.
Yes.
I'm your boss.
Uh-huh.
And I think.
Are you sure?
That you should probably continue speaking to Mr. Gray.
Okay.
And I will just hover.
Yep. All right. Well, I think we should take this all to the till unless there's anything else on the list.
There's one more thing on the list.
Okay.
What's your number?
It's 0. Oh, my phone number.
Very well done.
Perfect.
Very well done.
Great addition. Man, what a setup. Got you to do 3 different characters.
Yeah, it was probably one of the better times I've had to do 3 different characters, you bastard.
I was like, yeah, I'll do Anna, but I'm going to set you up hard.
So one of the more infamous scenes, I think, in the movie is when Anna and Mr. Gray...
Yeah.
Christian, if you will.
Yep.
There's nothing Christian about him.
No. God, no. Except for that cross.
He runs through the contract of their relationship.
It's a pretty funny scene, to be honest.
Like,
I'll give that scene credit.
What was the big thing that butt fisting? She treats it. She goes in there and treats it like a contract for like a work job.
Yeah, like a contract at Blockbuster Video back in the day or a gym.
And they strike off things that she will not accept.
I do love the scene. That's one of the better scenes in the movie because like they've got this random chick comes out who brings like the
sushi.
Yeah, brings sushi and then brings the contract. It's like, I guess they're all in on it that he's a sex creep.
Yeah, this guy's a sex pest.
Yeah, and so, and then they go through and start like, nixing things. So you want to do that scene? Yeah,
absolutely, I do. And I want Arnie to be like him.
Yep, okay.
Christian Grey going through the contract with Anna and Anna. Just doing Anna things.
Just doing Anna things. All right, let's do it.
All right, Mr. Gray.
Hello.
Oh, it's me, Pluto.
Yes, of course, my famous secretary. You're always helping me out there.
Here's your sushi.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, everybody.
Now, Anna, I gotta say.
Hello.
You look incredible in that dress.
We're not here to talk about how incredible I look.
Okay, cool.
We're here to get down to business.
You can compliment me if you want.
I don't need to compliment you.
Oh, this is what I like. Depriving me of what I want. I love it. I'm edging already. All right, let's do the contract. So, as you can see, it's a nice, small, reasonable 55-page contract.
Yes.
Of course, all the rules around confidentiality are in there.
That is fine by me.
And now we're going to get into the specifics when it comes to the sex.
Of course.
Or lack thereof. I'm a kinky guy, I know.
I've worked that out after reading through this contract.
And I know that I've already taken your virginity, but I want to make sure that what we do moving forward is going to be even harder.
Okay.
All right, so if we turn to page 1, we go through the list of things we're going to do. So there'll be some kissing.
That's okay.
Hugging.
That's okay.
No, it's not. Nix that. Nix the hugging. I don't like to be warm with anyone. No hugging.
Oh, okay. I mean, I like hugs.
No, nix it.
Fine. Well, if you're nixing that, then on page 7...
Yes.
Pubic hair braiding.
Is that nixing that?
I want to nix that.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, and just below the pubic hair braiding...
Uh-huh.
Butthole bleaching.
Oh, what? So I'm going to have a dirty butthole the whole time? Okay, fine. But I gotta say, you gotta try it. It's pretty good. Well, if we're going to keep nixing things, we've got candles over here. I want to make sure.
I like candles.
Yeah. Nix it. I don't like the romance. However, I will allow candle wax play.
I'll allow that.
Okay, we're allowing
that. As long as it is below 50 degrees Celsius.
We should go through the list of things I can gag you with, right? Give that a good tick.
Let's go.
All right, dirty sock?
No.
Okay. Dirty underwear?
No.
Your dirty underwear?
No.
Okay. A type of fruit.
Well, which fruit? There's so many fruit.
All right, we'll go into the thing here. We got passion fruits. You love that?
Yes, that's okay.
Gagged with a passion fruit?
Gagged with a passion fruit.
Uncut?
Yes.
Okay. Watermelon?
Were
you about to ask me how to do that?
The whole melon?
It's a little melon. It's a smaller watermelon.
I want to make sure it's not a big melon.
No. Apple?
Fine.
So you're like a piggy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. You called me piggy.
No, like a succulent pig.
I don't want to be a suckling pig. I know you were Bali recently and they love suckling pig.
They love it there.
But I'm not a suckling pig.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
normal. If you go to page 18.
Yeah, okay.
Anal fisting.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
But I do.
I know. What, like me fist you?
Yeah.
I don't want to put my hand up your fist.
Hand up my fist?
Or my fist up your ass. Okay. I mean, maybe if you would bleach your butthole once in a while. Like,
but you took it out of the thing.
It doesn't matter. It's strong.
Oh, man, this is so annoying. Okay, yeah, fine, fine. We can revisit the contract at a later date. Cross that, cross. All right, when it comes to the actual sex part, so how many times a day? I've got here 20 times a day.
Okay, that's too high.
No, because your friend had 18. I want to beat him.
12.
Deal. 12 times sex done to her rather than over there.
Okay.
All right. So you have to be exclusive to me.
Okay. That's fine.
You're not allowed to see anyone else.
As in like just sexually?
No, no.
Relationally?
Your eyes will be closed at all times when you're not with me.
She gonna
you blind? Are not allowed to see anyone else. Is that fine?
Seems a little coercive.
All right. We'll make a note. You can see some people, but not
what
men.
What about friends?
You can look at them.
Family?
Briefly. Briefly. I must know where you are at all times.
Where is the company car section?
Yeah, you get a company car over here. This is near the end. 45. See, you get a driver.
Fuel card.
Yes, it's for BP only.
Probably going to need a credit card for lunches.
Of course. Yeah. You can have whatever. I'm very rich.
Now,
this,
what about
this stuff doesn't bother me.
Is there a stock option?
Of course there's a stock option. We're always going up, baby.
Primo.
It's yeah, probably one of the better scenes in the entire movie. That and the flying in the helicopter to Love Me Like You Do.
I hate that
Love
song.
Love Me Like You Do.
He's just it just ruins the film.
The song ruins the film.
I mean,
that's your problem with it. Wow.
It got overplayed.
I thought it was interesting. Yeah, it did get overplayed. It was the original casting of it was gonna be the dude from Sons of Anarchy was gonna be the Christian Grey character.
Ron Perlman?
No. I wish. No, Charlie. What's his name?
Charlie Day?
No. Oh, I wish. Charlie Hunnam, I think it is. He was in Sons of Anarchy. He's like the main guy.
Yes, yeah, I know the guy you're talking
about.
He's
a good-looking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he didn't end up getting it because when it was announced, people like lost their shit, going like, he's not sexy enough. He can't be the guy because they just kind of painted him as that bikey character. They couldn't see him doing anything else.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, he was originally going to be in it, which is, I thought that was pretty interesting. I love the idea of that, but yeah, end up getting that. Did he end up doing anything else, the guy that played Christian Grey?
Surely. It would have been a movie that kind of launched his career, right?
That's a shame.
Well, it launched her career to another
That's
level.
That's true.
Dakota she ended Johnson. Up... well, she just split up with Coldplay, didn't she?
Did she? Not, was she shot... Was she hugging someone while they panned the camera to her? She was dating the whole band?
Yeah, the whole band.
Man, she got really kinky after 50 Shades.
No, her and Chris Martin.
Oh, yes. But they together?
Yeah, for like 5-6 years.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends with them all. It was a whole big, like, kinky friendship.
I'm learning a lot today. I think also, let's wrap this up with one final scene. I always thought it was kind of funny how, like, everyone that works around Christian Grey seems to be in on the fact that he's a sex creep.
Yeah.
Including, I reckon, the driver.
Who, oh,
like,
for sure.
He's like, oh, yeah.
He would have dropped home so many chicks.
So many. And so I want to do the scene where there's a point where she, like, kind of, like, they have a bit of a fight or whatever, and she, like, goes, I'm going home, and then she goes in the car, because he's not willing to fly her in the helicopter that time.
Yeah. He lost that privilege pretty quick.
So you're getting driven back to your little town. So I love the idea of Arnie as the driver trying to figure out, like, what's wrong with her. Well, because she's always so sad in the back of the car, but he's the driver. So let's do that.
Hello, Anna. Get in. It's good to see you. Oh, you're crying. Why are you crying? Don't cry. Life's good.
How can you work for such a monster? I'm sorry.
Oh, he
I'm
pays
sorry.
Me so well. Like $1 million a year to be a driver? No
oh my
one
God,
pays
so
that.
So much money. Okay.
I used to be a bus
can
driver.
Can you please take me home? Can
Where's home?
I don't need your story. You know where my home is. You've been stalking it enough. I've seen the car out the front a
no,
bunch of times.
I was just doing it to be polite.
Okay. Well, take me home,
okay,
please.
Okay. Well, I'm just... I have an empathetic soul.
Okay, well, someone does. That's nice.
And so I just want to
nice have a soul.
I just want to, you know.
I don't really want to talk right now. I just kind of want to sit here in silence
okay.
and look out the window
well, just
while
listen.
I listen to Ellie Goulding. Okay,
no,
is that okay with you?
No, I'm turning it off. The radio actually doesn't work.
It did work. It worked on the way here.
No, that was the helicopter.
Oh damn it! I'll just hum it then.
Love me like you do.
Okay, never
Love
mind.
Me
never
like
mind.
You
never
do.
Mind. Never mind. I just want silence. I just want silence. Can okay. we please go? All right.
No, Anna.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Okay, I don't want to talk.
I've worked for
He's such a monster.
Mr. Grey for near 15 years now.
15 years!
And I know a lot about him.
I feel like you've had this chat before to other women in this car.
Absolutely not. Let me quickly just delete all the recordings of all the women I've had in this car.
Why are you recording me?
Oh, for law.
This is what Christian wants. He wants you to record me being vulnerable and upset that you play it back to him and then he gets off on it.
No, it's...
Are you in on this?
Absolutely not.
Why is the interior of this car red?
Oh, it's the red...
car room?
No, it's the red room.
Or is it the big red car light from the Wiggles?
True. No,
I should bring the Wiggles into this.
I feel like you didn't hear my joke that I made.
Sorry, what was it?
I said the red vroom.
It's pretty good. I'm sorry, just a bit upset. Should I tell you what happened to you? Do you already know?
Yeah, tell me.
So I thought
pull your heart out to me. I'm an open book.
Okay. I've gone from not wanting to talk to you now confiding in you. So anyway, this is between you and me. But what happened, right, was I was kind of sick of all the rules. And he's like, you're going to sleep in separate rooms. Are you going to be naked and like wait at the entrance? You're going to do all this stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to do your stupid rules. So
typical Christian.
Classic Christian. And so I got naked. I went into the front room in the red room. And I'm waiting there. And then I'm like, if you're going to whip me, just whip me. And you know what he did?
Did he whip you?
He whipped me.
I mean... I mean, you probably saw that one coming,
I thought he was going to say, nah, this is just a joke. I'm not really into this enough. I was just testing to see if you would love me the whole
Anna,
time.
Anna, relax.
He's a creep.
Relax. Let me ask you, Anna, did it feel
really
good?
It really hurt. No, it hurt. Yeah.
Have you got a boo-boo on your butt?
Yeah, it like really hurt. And it was like almost bleeding. It's hard to sit down.
Okay.
Can we get drive-thru on the way home?
Of course. What do you want? McDonald's, KFC, yeah, Red Rooster, yeah. Even though we're in America.
No, Red Rooster, please. I want a flavor wrap combo.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of regret saying Red Rooster.
Yeah, no, because it's not really drive-thrus.
No, we got to kind of go to Australia for that.
Yeah. We'll get the helicopter. I don't know, we should probably wrap up the podcast now. Do we want to touch on the fact that Christian was raped as a child and they kind of touch on that in the movie, then they just kind of like don't acknowledge it, then they kind of moved on?
Oh, gosh.
Not me like you do.
And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Arnie successfully added, I think it's safe to say.
I like that movie better than it was when I first watched it.
I honestly want to rewatch it.
I don't think I'm going to get lucky after this podcast. All right.
Come here.
Twist me arm. if you loved what we have, give us a like or subscribe to our podcast. Also, check out our socials on TikTok, Instagram. We also have Facebook groups. We can make gropes.
Well, he's really thinking about that movie.
That was a Freudian slip if I ever heard one.
Yes.
And you can make suggestions for movies that you would like us to do. Alan Oldworth, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Love me like you do. And la la love me like you do.
Yeah.